I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 27th. Well, the final paving of Newport Avenue in Quincy is set to begin soon. National Grid says they'll begin paving Newport Avenue between Beale Street and Lillian Road on Monday. Milling will take place on Monday and Tuesday, followed by paving on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, the paving is the final step in the North Quincy Cable Restoration Project, where National Grid replaced a 50-year-old underground power cable from North Quincy to the Field Street substation behind the Quincy Public Safety Complex. National Grid says there may be some traffic disruptions during the paving projects. Paving is also scheduled to begin next week along Southern Artery from Washington Street to Quincy Avenue. Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash says the city is working with National Grid to make the area safer for seniors at the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center and for families of students at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School. The project will include a pedestrian island at South Street and Southern Artery and ramps to help people in wheelchairs, scooters, and strollers. Ash says residents at 1000 Southern Artery will be receiving notices about the construction with the phone numbers of project managers to report any issues. A community meeting will be held next week regarding plans to expand the parking lot at the Nickerson Post on Moon Island Road in Squantum. The meeting is set for next Wednesday at 6:30 at the Kennedy Center. The city wants to expand the parking lot to allow about 30 more spaces, bringing the total to 80 spaces. The project will also include the demolition of one of the buildings at the site to increase green space and enhance the entrance to Squaw Rock. A building at that site will also serve as the headquarters for the Massachusetts Tribe. Mayor Thomas Koch says the project will be paid for with revenue generated from the Quarry Hills lease agreement with the city. Well, the water at Wollaston Beach and 13 city beaches is safe for swimming this week. Tests taken on Tuesday indicate that bacteria levels in the water are at or below what is considered safe for swimming. The Quincy Health Department tests the water at city-run beaches, and the state tests the water at Wollaston. Next week will be the final beach water tests of the season. Four Massachusetts retailers that sell kratom, including one in Quincy, have filed a lawsuit seeking to block an emergency order from taking effect this Friday that would temporarily classify all products derived from that Southeast Asian plant as a Schedule I drug, similar to heroin or fentanyl. The complaint against the Department of Public Health and Commissioner Robbie Goldstein contends that Goldstein lacked the authority to place kratom into Schedule 1, failed to satisfy state requirements to justify the emergency order, and too broadly applied the order to all kratom products rather than synthetic derivatives that pose greater health risks. The retailers filing the suit in Suffolk County Superior Court last Friday include V&K Smoke Shop in Quincy, along with several other smoke shops in the area. They are represented by California and Washington-based attorneys with Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton. Governor Healey and Goldstein announced the emergency order concerning kratom on August 13th in a press release, giving convenience stores, gas stations, and other commercial establishments about a two-week period to remove all forms of kratom products from their shelves. A DPH spokesperson said the department had not been served with the lawsuit yet. It's unclear how the complaint may interfere with the order that's supposed to take effect on Friday. The plaintiffs are seeking a temporary restraining order followed by a hearing and preliminary injunction that bars local authorities from enforcing the kratom order until a decision is made in the case. In a press release, the Healey administration warned that unregulated kratom products can lead to physical dependence and withdrawal symptoms that are similar to opioid withdrawal. While derived from a leafy tropical plant, kratom can be mixed with highly concentrated and lab-modified compounds that can have significantly stronger opioid-like effects, according to the administration. Massachusetts set to receive at least $366 million as part of a landmark $17.1 billion settlement between states and Meta, geared toward addressing concerns about the effects of social media on children and teenagers. Attorney General Andrea Campbell announcing the agreement, which resolves claims that Meta's social media platforms harmed young users. The settlement also establishes new safeguards designed to limit access to the company's social media platforms and reduce potentially harmful use. Much of the money coming to Massachusetts will be directed toward addressing youth mental health concerns and improving safer technology infrastructure in schools. Under the new framework, children younger than 13 will not be allowed to use Instagram or Facebook. Meta said it will not use photo identification to verify users' ages, instead relying on data it's collected to estimate age. Settlement also includes restrictions for teenagers age 13 to 18. Their use of Meta's social media platforms will be limited to 120 minutes per day. Access will be blocked between midnight and 6 a.m., while notifications will be silenced from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Notifications will also be silenced during school hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The settlement also plans on restricting the types of filters that teens can use. Meta will be restricting access to filters that mimic cosmetic surgeries. U.S. health officials have approved a groundbreaking pancreatic cancer drug developed in part through work at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. It offers a new approach to treating the deadly form of cancer. FDA officials gave expedited approval to the first-of-a-kind pill that blocks a mutated protein that fuels tumor growth in more than 90% of pancreatic cancer cases. It is an approach that previously eluded drug makers for decades. In May, the results of a study for the drug were reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Brian Wolpin, leader of the Hale Family Center for Pancreatic Cancer Research at Dana-Farber, was a lead author on that study. The phase 3 trial found that patients on the drug live more than 13 months, more than twice as long as patients receiving standard chemotherapy in similar settings. Now that the drug has FDA approval, the daily pills will be sold by Revolution Medicines under the brand name Resin-K. The Redwood City, California-based drug maker is studying its technology in other forms of cancer, including lung cancer. Pancreatic cancer is among the most deadly forms of cancer, in large part because it's hard to detect before it starts spreading to other organs. The American Cancer Society estimates about 67,000 new cases will be diagnosed in the U.S. this year, and more than 52,000 people will die from the disease. The five-year overall survival rate, 13%. FDA regulators noted they approved the drug more than 6 months ahead of their target date. Now, testimony concluded yesterday in the murder trial of Lindsay Clancy, the mother accused of strangling her three young children in a case that has drawn attention to postpartum mental health. Closing arguments are expected to begin today before the jury begins deliberating. Clancy did not testify during the trial, which is in its fifth week. The defense called 10 witnesses, including some of Clancy's friends and relatives, while prosecutors called more than 70 witnesses, including her then-husband. Testifying as the final rebuttal witness for the prosecution, a forensic psychiatrist at the University of Virginia and a senior psychiatrist for the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit, said yesterday that he did not believe Clancy's account that a voice ordered her to kill the children. All three children were strangled with exercise bands in the family basement before Clancy tried to kill herself while her husband was getting takeout and at a pharmacy in January of 2023. The doctor said her ability to accomplish everything she did without direction indicated Clancy had control of the sequence of what she was doing throughout. Well, it costs more for families to live comfortably in Massachusetts than in any other state, according to a recent report. The study from financial planning website Smart Asset said a family of four in Massachusetts needs an income of over $329,000 in order to live comfortably. That is a nearly 6% increase from last year. For a single adult in Massachusetts, an annual salary of over $127,000 is required to live comfortably. That ranks only behind Hawaii at $129,000. Living comfortably means using 50% of income for housing, health care, utilities, and other necessities, 30% for discretionary spending, and 20% for savings and retirement. Smart Asset used MIT's living wage calculator to come up with cost estimates. California and Hawaii are the only other two states where a family of four needs more than $300,000 to live comfortably. The report said that in most states, a family needs at least $200,000 a year to live comfortably. The median price for a single-family home in Massachusetts is $665,000, according to the latest data from the Warren Group. All of New England is in the top 20. The most affordable state in the region is Maine, where a family of four needs an income of just over $250,000 to live comfortably. Earlier this year, Smart Asset reported that Boston was the sixth most expensive city in the country. The report said a single adult needs almost $140,000 to live in Boston. A family of four needs almost $338,000. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow lost 113 points. The NASDAQ dropped 21. The S&P fell 1. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro was up. And oil at $85 a barrel. In sports, the Marlins beat the Red Sox in Miami 4-0 last night. Boston is heading to New York for a series with the Yankees beginning tomorrow night at 7:15. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny and more humid, high of 84 degrees. Tonight, rather muggy and a low of 68. Tomorrow, hazy, warm and humid, maybe a thunderstorm, high tomorrow of 84. Sunny on Saturday, high 82, and Sunday, partly sunny, high 85. The boater waves about a foot, the winds out of the south, 5 to 10 will be increasing, 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots, and a high tide 11:40 a.m. Sunrise 6:04, sets at 7:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, August 27th.